Oh, so you really are using a tape recorder.
I have to. Alright, so first question. What got you interested in architecture, or like what like made you want to become an architect?
My first inspiration was my grandfather, who took me to Falling Waters in Ligonier, Pennsylvania. And I was fascinated by the house and the unique nature of the house and how it sat on this waterfall. And mm-hmm. It was one of Frank Lloyd Wright's things.
Yeah.
So that inspired me. And I also always, my grandfather also did some building, so I had a fascination with building. I like to build things. And so as I was in high school, I took design drawing courses. And I left high school with the idea that I was going to move into some kind of design field. I spent 2 years at a two-year community college in what was called drafting design, and so I was designing machinery and other electrical yeah. systems and all kind of drawing systems, as well as buildings. And then I moved on to an architecture program.
Yeah, and then next question would be, how did you arrive at your current position?
At my current position? Well, it's just a lot of years of being involved in the practice. I guess I kind of went through the normal evolution. I went to school, got a degree, mm-hmm. worked in the trades, so I had background about the building business and architecture. Graduated. I was involved in building projects to put myself through school. When I graduated from college, I got involved in some building projects, but then also went to work for an architect.
Mm-hmm.
So I worked for an architect for a number of years to do my internship, and worked for a gentleman who did restoration of historic structures and converting them into restaurants. And in fact, we took an old train station in the heart of Kent, Ohio, and turned that into a restaurant.
Really?
And then it was an abandoned building that became a restaurant. And then from there, we did a fire station in Erie, Pennsylvania. And he had done another one, a train depot on the east side of Cleveland, on the west side of Cleveland. It was Puffer Bellies was the name of the restaurant chain that he created in these train stations. So then I came to Nantucket and had my building skills to carry me and my architectural degree, and got involved in the building program mm-hmm. that was going on here, and saw that I was in a great environment where there was a strong demand for architecture, for quality construction, mm-hmm. And so, in fact, my partner Robbie, his brother was also a partner one time. We all went to architecture school, and we came together to create a design-build firm that created did architectural design as well as building.
Like, what would you say your biggest, like, professional accomplishment was?
That's tough to say. I don't think it's a thing that I dwell upon a lot. You know, we've worked on some nice projects. We've had things published in Architectural Digest. We've a couple projects that were front page on Architectural
Really?
Digest. And, you know, that was part of the reason that happened is because of the interior designers, the decorators mm-hmm. we were working with. But we've been very fortunate to find some great clients and do some nice projects.
Mm-hmm.
I don't feel that any one of them stands out above another as being a crowning moment or
yeah.
whatever. They were all presented their series of challenges and demands, and the fun part was working through that process to bring something to
yeah.
fruition that met everybody's dreams. So.
What advice would you give someone like interested in your professional field?
Well, number one, I think you want to think about where you really want to be, and you like design, because that's where it all starts. You're going to design homes. You're going to get into more of a commercial architecture because the field has diversified now. And so you'll go through school, and part of it might just become where you what kind of job you get that leads you down a path. But you can specialize in restaurants. You can specialize in commercial buildings. Mm-hmm. You can specialize in residential single-family buildings. You can get into multiple family things. So part of that is... And then design encompasses so many things, furniture, appliances, automobiles, you name it. There's a broad range there. So what part of design really attracts you? Architecture. If architecture is it, great. Mm-hmm. Then the things that you should do to define, to prepare yourself for that is to read about design and understand design in proportion, scale, some of the real basic things that go back to the Greeks and Romans and their understanding of proportion and scale and perspective. You should learn to sketch, so you develop a method for communicating your ideas. In today's world, you clearly have to learn how to run an AutoCAD or a design drawing system, because that's become the standard as opposed to sitting over a drafting table with a pencil. But the freehand sketch and all the rest of it is really important, because you still need to quickly put an idea together and communicate that. And whether you're freehanding it on a tablet or on a piece of paper with a pencil, it's key to communicating your ideas. And I think a big part about architecture and what we do is communication skills are very important. You have to be able to talk to people. You have to be able to listen to people. You have to be able to put your ideas into words and get it across in a letter or documents, and as well as in three-dimensional or two-dimensional renderings. So that's a really important skill to work on. Study color. Understand color and textures. Look for good sources. You know, different architects have wrapped themselves around organic and natural elements as a source for their architecture. And so you look for things that occur naturally in nature, and you can convert that into a building, into a texture, into a surface. So there's a lot to think about. Somewhere along the line, and you can become a person who's much more design-oriented, or a person who's more technically oriented, and then you're going to be the guy who's going to work on the structure and the mechanical systems, and you're going to be the person who translates somebody's artistic concept into a real functioning event that repels the environment and creates a great interior space for people, natural lighting, and ventilation, and mechanical things, and tactile things, so...
What about, so did you have like a process of like when you were like looking for a certain school possibly, like when you were about to go to college, like looking for an architectural school?
My first step, this two-year school I went to was a local college right in Steubenville, Ohio. It's Jefferson County Technical Institute. And I was a kind of kid who was really good. I did really well in school without completely being focused, and I was a goofball and a goof off, and I wasn't all that focused, but I was encouraged to go to school. I did well and I got some scholarships, so I went to this school and got into this program, and clearly saw that I liked what I was going to do. So then when I looked as to my options for going on to architecture school, for me the focus was greatly narrowed by financial constraints. So I stuck with a school that was in the confines of Ohio. That's where I graduated from high school, and that's where I was living. And there were other, I could have gone south to Cincinnati or Columbus, Ohio, or Kent. And Kent had a kind of program, for what little that I looked into it, that seemed to fit me. It certainly fit my budget. And I got accepted.
Nice.
And that was the first place I got accepted, and that's where I went. And I think it's quite different today. It's a lot more competitive, maybe. Although I had good grades, I actually graduated with really high honors from the two-year school. I did really well there, and I was the top kid, or I was the top student in that, in the technical end of the things. Yeah, I don't know how I landed there, but I did. So that got me in the door at Kent quite easily.
Nice.
You know, other people going in some of these schools you want to get in, guys who had a little lesser grades, hadn't done quite as well, actually had to go to summer school to pass muster to make it into school. And so they went into this accelerated first session summer school thing where they worked around the clock to meet the standards and get in into the school. If you're looking at schools, I think it's part of that is where you want to be. Do you want a design-oriented school or a technically-oriented school? Or do you want a broad range of knowledge?
Yeah.
You know? How far away do you want to be from home? You know, all of that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
All right? Let me pause. Let me take this. Good afternoon. Hi.